All right. So Jen asks, if your church is having a vision offering, how do you know how much to give? How do you work out if it's your own idea or God's prompting? How do you do it, Wes? Well, first and foremost, I would say never feel under compulsion, all right? Because Paul said, you know, don't give under compulsion, give out of a cheerful heart. So I would say, you know, like you don't want to cripple yourself trying to work out, you know, how to do this giving thing. God is not interested in the amount. God is interested in the sacrifice, okay? And so, you know, and I've heard, you know, one of the teachings that I love when it comes to, you know, these miracle offerings or these annual offerings that some churches do, one of the teachings I like is we're not interested in equal giving, we're interested in equal sacrifice, meaning that, you know, we all need to shoulder the burden to make sure our church's visions are well funded. So I like that because everyone's in a different financial position. And I kind of think, you know, the Bible says, you know, he who is good with a little will be given a lot. But it goes on to say, who has been given a lot, more will be expected. So if the Lord has prospered you, you have an obligation to be funding things at a bigger level than you did when you didn't have anything, right? Our giving should always be increasing. As long as our businesses are increasing, then our giving should always be increasing. For a few reasons. It tests our faith. It's just a practically good idea to fund the kingdom and all of those sort of things. For me, though, however, I don't have a formula for how to do this. I personally have, when it comes to these things, I have a typical tithing, but I mean, for me, it's never an amount. Like, it's not factored in. I'll call it tithing because most people call it tithing, but it's never a tenth. I have no idea what percentage it is. Because, you know, the whole ecosystem is constantly moving. I have an amount that I give every single month. So I cut the same check to my church every single month. And that number creeps up over time. Like next year could be higher than this year, but it's pretty stable, right? It's this amount of money and that's it. And it's never gone backwards. It's always gone up as our businesses have increased. But that's just a gut feel. I feel the Lord show me how much, and so I do that. And then on top of that, my giving is around projects or one-off things. So, you know, like at the moment we're involved in an Indigenous initiative. So we're going to go and get behind that. That's not instead of my tithe, that's on top of the giving. And then when it comes to like a miracle offering, for example, for me, all I say is, Lord, show me, give me an amount. And if you, quite often people will get two numbers when they do that. And it's always going to be the higher number because that's going to be God, because he's going to stretch you and grow you into that area. Okay. I reckon finances is a really good way to learn the voice of God and to be led by the Spirit when it comes to giving, okay? You know, the worst thing you can do is give too much, and God says, you know, he loves a cheerful giver and he pours out his blessings on somebody who's generous and so forth. So I would say to you, first of all, be relaxed. Second of all, in that relaxed environment, seek the Lord. Listen, for me, that I ask for my giving number and it comes as like one of those red digital clocks. That's just how the Lord talks to me. It's like one of those, it's a black clock with the red digits on it. That should be a time, but it's actually an amount for me. And that's where I gauge how much he wants me to give away, okay? And sometimes it's an amount that's okay. Sometimes it's an amount that's incredibly stretching. And after a period of time, as you would have done, Jen, you kind of get used to just trusting the Lord because it all works out in the end. And I think also, you know, one of the things to consider is the ebb and flow of business. There are times in business where the business itself requires a lot more capital. And so in that time, you may not have the luxury of doing some ludicrously large giving program. But then when you've invested in the business and the business pays off, don't be surprised if the Lord puts a really big number on your heart because he wants you to grow into that, you know, area of being generous. Listen, my experience is this. This is, by the way, this is not tied to your future blessing. Okay, I want to make that thing clear. How do I know that? I have been blessed hugely, financially, at times when I haven't given anything, right? In my early stage or when I went through a really hard time or whatever reason. I most of my life I've been incredibly generous with my giving. There were pockets when I wasn't, and the Lord still blessed me. So there is no correlation. He's not a tit for tat God. He's going to want to bless you anyway. What this is a response that says, I have a duty right, as an entrepreneur to fund the kingdom. I have a duty to, you know, be invested into my spiritual covering in my church. I have a duty to be one of the, you know, funders of the kingdom. That's what this is. It comes out of a, God, you've done so much for me. Gave your life for me. I just want to be involved. Okay, that's my motivation. My motivation is not, I'm giving this year because I want to get something next year. That's just a really bad idea, okay? So that's how I feel. Did you know that this show goes onto Facebook, it goes onto YouTube, it goes onto Instagram, it goes onto iTunes, and it goes onto LinkedIn? Do me a favor, would you? Tell more people about the show so that I can spread the message. Love ya. See ya.